Perek Yodalet Seif Zayin. Havos Balechaim Lamokum Sogo. To bring an animal to a closed place. Hamevi Balechaim Lamokum Sogo. Pomim Sheish Beisetera. Pomim Sheino Osim in that element Rabbon. A person brings an animal to a closed place. Sometimes Osim in Atur. Sometimes it is Osim Midrabbon. Aleph. Ema Mokum Hu Kotten. If a person brings the animal to a place which in one run he can go and get hold and trap the animal, then there's an Isman Atoya. The person puts this animal in a place where one can get a hold of this animal in this place in one run without a trap, then it's also an atoya to put it in such a place. This place is a big place, and in such a place one cannot get a hold of this animal in one run without having a rest in between. Or one needs a trap or a net or something like that. Ein betzedek u'isim min atoyah, ela also midrabbonim. Mishum she'ein betzedek gemura, v'adayin ein ha'balechaim mugdak k'netzud. The balechaim which you put there is not considered, you already trapped it completely because you can't get hold of it in one go. Therefore, it's not also in min hatoyah, it's only also midrabbonim. Mokum brackets. Mokum cotton as yesh by Sudakim upinot hamachpidim ala tzeda or machmosin yef shalotu das balachayim brita achas. Dinoi ka mokum godl. Basege balachayim batecha enoi ve isatoya ala isa midarabonon. If a person puts, let's say, a fish, even in a small aquarium, but this aquarium has corners and places which the fish can run away from you and hide itself inside it. Then it's considered that one can't get hold of it in one go. It is considered only awesome to have buttons to put it in an aquarium. But if it is an aquarium which doesn't have corners, then we'll say it's a difference what sort of fish you have. If you have a very small fish and you can't get hold of it in one go, then it's only awesome to have buttons. If it is a big fish and one can get hold of it in one go, then it's Isa min hatoya. The same thing if you've got a room and you close the door and in order to get a hold of the animal which is inside the room, they have to know how big the room is and now what kind of size is the animal. If it is a deer in a normal room, in 1 minute you can catch him. Nope, it's a min hatoya. But if it is a smaller sort of animal, then which will be difficult to get a hold of it, then it'll be only awesome if they're bottom to do it. Same thing with fish, same thing with any sort of animal which one goes and hunts. If it is a place one can get hold of it in one run, then it is awesome in Atoya. If one can't get hold of it in one run, it is also only midah rabbonon. If ches, balechaim anim tzim bebokum shaboy hu mugda kenitzut, v'ayin she'ef shalatev sepritza achas blitzach linofish bentayim. If you've got an animal already in a place which one can get hold of it in one go, you're allowed to go and put it in a smaller place. The aim boy is a tzeda. Once you're allowed to change its place, one's allowed to put it in a smaller place. If you've got a fish in an aquarium, which you can get hold of it, a big fish, let's say, and you can get hold of it in one go, then there's no issue to go and make it smaller, to go and make it more trapped, because it's already trapped in this place. There's no issue to go and make it more trapped. The same thing is if you've got a deer inside the room and you can get a hold of it in one go, there's no issue to go and make it more trapped because it's already considered trapped. V'dash. Option is ba'a she'im b'zeh issa tzeda mikomok v'yesh b'zeh issa mukta. One has to know every animal is also mukta. I feel a balachayim ho'oindim l'noi k'zim sipoyim have a mukta. Even balachayim which are made for pets, it's also a issa to mukta. You're not allowed to touch any animals, even animals which are pets, you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos. So the way to go and bring it and put it back into it, to put it back into its cage, or put it back into its place where it's supposed to be, one has to know how to go and move it.